Don't look under the internet.
I can't.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Don't Look Under the Beans.
Don't look under the beans.
Don't look under the internet.
The internet.
Where
beans.
Mike eats beans.
Under the internet. The beans.
And looks at the internet at the same time. Two things we told him not to do. And yet here he is.
And beans the internet.
Listen.
Also, everyone say hello to Mike's mom.
Y'all came over.
Hello, Mike's mom.
I didn't have a lot of time to make dinner. So my dinner consists of me frantically putting together a PB&J and making a can of beans because it's
the only
two.
Why don't you put the beans on the PB&J?
That is a good question. I didn't think of doing that.
I mean, you're right there.
Sweet and savory.
Savory.
Yeah.
It just needs some umami in there.
It's got some bits of bacon. Like. Good beans.
Bush this is good beans.
Bush's country style.
Good bean.
This good beans. Beans. This good beans.
Mike, you kind of look like a baked bean.
Thank you. appreciate that.
I like it when my bean has a little bush.
But welcome everybody. That there's Jason.
They are bush beans.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Doug.
Hello.
That's a Matt.
I guess.
And I'm the new bean daddy. Doug, you're
new,
out.
New bean daddy.
New bean daddy.
Doug's out. Mike's in as bean daddy. So that's just how it is.
Are you going to start saying the thing then?
I mean, legally, I think I have to.
Yeah, you can go ahead and figure out a new way to say it.
Doug's just going to leave.
I've been saying it for 3 years now. I don't know how many more ways I can tell people to slap them together.
There's always
Doug's suing for the trademark of slap beans and beans. Well, on that note of introductions, I have a good old fashioned diluting.
Clap above
keeping
your head.
We got a couple patrons and website members that I want to shout out. Websites I want to shout out. First and foremost, we got a couple patrons here I want to shout out to, and here's the names. Are you guys ready? We have Random Tasmanian. Random Tasmanian.
Have you guys seen there's a whole subreddit dedicated to maps that don't have Tanzania on it?
There's also one, there's a whole thing about what is it? The place that doesn't exist. Finland. Yeah.
Finland. Yeah.
Finland don't exist.
Nope.
What do you think of the name Random Tasmanian?
Boo!
Random Tasmanian.
Do better. Boo!
I'll give it extra points if they can get somebody else to subscribe to the Patreon with the name specific Tasmanian.
Ooh.
Wait, if they're from Australia, then the name tracks for me.
Oh, yeah.
If they're from Australia, then I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Otherwise,
if they can raise yourself from like a 6 to like a 9 if you can get somebody else to be named twinsies with you.
What about we have Simon Redacted.
What was that last name?
Simon Redacted.
Still didn't catch that.
Are you getting that at all?
No, I didn't catch that last part.
One more time?
Simon Redacted.
Yeah.
Yep, you're cutting out or something.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know how to gauge a name that I can't hear.
What do you guys think of the name Simon Redacted?
I think I give it a redacted.
I also think it gets a redacted.
Fair. That's fair.
Interesting. What about...
God, we're stupid.
Trixie Tybee.
Is it TB or Tybee?
I'm going to go Tybee. Like a...
Tybee.
Please make sure you don't have TB before taking Clocka Duple S.
It alliterates, so I'll give it a 7.
There you go.
I do love me some alliteration.
Yeah, I like it because Mike can't pronounce it.
Yep, isn't that how everybody likes everything? And then we have a website member. We have Smopez.
Smopez. 10 out of 10, great name.
Smopez.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Smopez.
Hell yeah.
That concludes... That's pretty
good. It made me laugh.
Does anybody have anything else to
There's
say?
There's a donation on fourth wall that you should read.
Shit ass.
Wait.
You fucking my ass.
There's a donation on fourth wall? Mine doesn't come. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Reading this. Well, I guess Diluvi's canceled, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to read it again.
I didn't hear that, Mike. I didn't even hear it.
I straight up did not hear it.
reading this counts as saying the N word.
Thank you, King.
Thanks,
God
King.
Damn it.
And next week again. It will just be not Mike.
Yep. I also want to give a shout out to Atopolis on our Discord. They thought they were having Discord issues. They actually subbed their significant other onto our Patreon and everything.
Hey,
But they thought they were having payment issues, and they're like, let me know, because I haven't seen anything for the last 3 months or whatever. Let me know, and I'll make back payments. I'm like, you don't do that. And he's like, never mind, I fixed it. But just be safe. I sent money over to buy me a coffee.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, fantastic. Yeah, you're donating.
I was actually gonna say we have a bunch of people donating already for our donation month. We have a bunch of people that donated to the Buy Me a Coffee, which is probably going to be like our main,
honestly, one of our
main ways for people to donate during our Dilutathon. You could also go to our website and do it. But those are going to be like the main ways to do that. I think we had like three people buy us beers, and we're calling them cancer beers, so because we're donating cancer.
Okay.
Trademark.
Cancer beers.
Cancer beers.
Cancer beers.
TM. Yeah, you can't forget the TM.
Cancer beers TM.
They don't give you cancer. They help fight it. They almost said they help cause it.
They don't give you cancer. They just cause cancer.
Yeah, don't forget any donations for the rest of the month, and all money going to us for the month gets donated to the American Cancer Society.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help us do some good for some good people.
That
need it.
Dude.
Cancer.
That concludes
society.
That concludes cancer.
Forever. We solved it.
We solved it.
That concludes housekeeping.
Hell yes.
The Lootathon. March 23rd. March 24th. 8 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Be there.
Or be a piece of shit.
Dilutathon.
Dilutathon. You know, because people didn't just get tired of hearing that. In case you wanted to hear it again, there it is.
Yeah.
Do we? Okay, so what are we doing, guys? Why are we here? I know we've got a bunch
part
of exciting
two.
Stuff. Oh,
part
right.
two.
There's a two-part.
It's a twoper.
For Daisy's Brown,
I
part
forgot
two.
We were doing this.
Daisy's Brown.
That is very true. Oh, my God.
Matt forgot we're doing it. That means he might or might not have watched the second half of the videos.
I did.
That was my favorite. Just, hey, what are we doing tomorrow?
And so I just blanket covered everything, and I was like, I don't know what he's asking.
I sent that message and got in the shower, and like halfway through my shower, I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. I remembered.
That was fantastic. We are doing part two of Daisy Brown. Last week, I think, Mike, you were the one we left off on.
Correct?
Yeah. Do you care if just give us a quick little catch up on like what was happening, what we talked about? Major players, plot points.
Oh, God, I got to remember shit? Oh, fuck me. Okay,
all right, everybody, pause and go listen to the first episode. Real
right,
quick.
And come right
no,
back.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I can do this. I just need a quick refresher because I spent all my time watching the other shit. Honestly, I just need to look at it. I just need to look at it again.
Wow, Mike.
Shut up.
I remember like the face painting.
What?
The face painting, like the makeup tutorial.
Yes,
or some
I'm
shit.
Getting to it. Let me do my thing. Okay, so we start off.
That was aggressive.
We start off, and it's like we get straight up introduced to this thing called Alan, which is this little mutant freak.
Straight up Alan.
Potato thing. And it looks like a cum sock baby. So throughout the rest of the videos, we find out, you know, Alan only eats sugar and adapts into him drinking sugar water. And that seems to be working because he's growing tubers and roots and whatnot out of him. He's growing what look like veins and such.
Who made Alan?
Alan was made by a woman named Daisy's.
Nope. Yep. Father. Yep. I jumped the gun.
Yep. And and so this woman named Daisy's taking care of Alan. Where's the dad? We don't really know.
Peaced out.
He probably peaced the fuck out. He ain't around, it seems. So
he went to go get milk.
Daisy's kind of just taking care of Alan on her own. He's blind and doesn't really know what's going on because he's Alan. And essentially, she puts makeup on him. She's just
Alans are.
Yeah. And she's just having a day of everything and putting makeup on him, having a good time. Then he pulls out her hair. It's not a good time anymore.
No.
It's okay because she makes some hash browns. So it's fine. And then Alan makes a little drawing. And by a little drawing, I mean, he just kind of like has a seizure on a piece of paper. And that's what it looks like.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we left off. Alan can draw now, kind of.
So if you had to give Alan a three-word description. What might you put to that?
Gross. Cum sock baby.
Cum sock
cum
baby.
Cum sock baby, indeed.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross is a good one. Blue.
Blue.
Slimy.
The movie Evolution.
With fucking David Duchovny. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Wow. I've not seen that in forever.
If you ever want to watch a movie where Head and Shoulders is the solution to a fucking invasion, there you go.
The movie Splice.
I don't think I've actually seen that movie.
It's not good. Adrian Brody has sex with...
Oh, is that the creature thing?
Yes.
Kind of like Species, but the modern day version of that? Okay.
So where do we pick up from here, I guess?
Well, so you said we just learned that Alan can draw, right?
He sure can, kind of.
And it's, I mean, draws.
It's a word that we'll use.
We'll use it because pen, paper, colors, and it looks like it happened. So after that, we're going to go ahead and get into a video named Late Night Itching.
Late Night Itching.
Now, this is...
Late Night Dumpster Baby.
Baby.
This is essentially just a black screen. I mean, you can tell that she's filming something, probably herself, but it's in a very, 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 very dark room. It's about 11 and a half minutes long, and it's the middle of the night, and Daisy gets her camera out, and she says that she can't sleep. All we hear is Daisy's voice, and then we hear like this weird, like this scritchy noise. And that doesn't really explain it too much in the beginning. She says she's tired. She can't sleep. She's been having a bunch of nightmares, and she figures that it's better to stay awake than it is to go to sleep and have a nightmare and then be tired in the morning. And just to help occupy herself, she starts just talking to people who can't respond to her, but she asks some questions basically to like get more.
What's your favorite food?
What's this? Just like get to know you questions to her audience. However, she realizes pretty quickly that they can't respond to her. And she says, you know, leave some comments underneath the video and maybe I'll respond. And then she starts talking about how she talks about being worried about and that her dad's notes on Alan are not hidden in the attic. So if you guys remember, she was digging and rifling through the attic with a bunch of weird stuff. And she was kind of doing a video about like the stuff she was finding in the attic and how she doesn't really recognize it. And then she has like, what's up?
I just realized Matt's going. Yeah, you're really sponsored by Liquid Death over there, huh? Mm-hmm. You got three different cans.
Well, he brought somebody else into the circle.
We got two of us over here with him too.
Yeah, I popped my Liquid Death cherry this weekend, and
is this a good time to do a what we drink?
Fuck yeah, it, we might as well.
Yeah. What are we drinking? What are we thinking? There's a bottle here, and it's empty.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Mike?
I'm drinking the finest tea in the South Far thing. I'm drinking a tea that is called the Shire.
Oh, nice.
It's very, very cool.
And my axe.
I fucking get it.
Hey, Doug, how do you feel about Lord of the Rings?
Subscribe to the Patreon and you can find out.
Yes,
I brought this one down here because of that.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun. Oh, my fuck. Okay.
Because I will crush your hopes and dreams if you like Lord of the Rings.
And you will make two other people.
It'll be very
happy.
Wrong, so it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Am I, though?
What are you guys drinking?
Am I wrong?
What are we drinking?
We are drinking Smoke Wagon Bourbon. It is a straight bourbon whiskey out of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm. It's very fucking good.
It's actually really good, yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised.
I know this isn't going to sound like it's good, but it tastes like you're kind of drinking a bonfire.
It's like a really smoky.
That does actually sound really nice.
There's a place that by me that I go to eat at constantly. They just got a little smoker for like drinks and stuff. And when they got in, the guy's like, "We just got this in. Want me to like smoke your old fashioned?" I'm like,
"Yes."
And then he's like,
"He was like, yo, you want me to smoke?"
And then he was like, "But you have to finish all the hams on this tap first."
You want to get fucking smoked, son?
I was like, "What else can you smoke?" And he brought me water. He's like, "You want me to smoke your water?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he did it.
You just smoke a bunch of shit.
He did. He just smoked. Yeah, he just smoked shit. Yeah, it was that song. And it just tasted like you're drinking a water by a bonfire. Great.
Well, cheers to that.
This tastes like a bonfire, smells like a bonfire. Cheers, everybody, when you hear
then
the clink.
It must be a bonfire.
It must be. Drink.
Hardly newer.
Okay. Anyway, what were we talking about? I was in the middle of talking about the late night itching video. That's right. So she's asking her viewers a bunch of things. And she starts talking about how her dad's notes in her, in the attic. And we've been hearing more and more about this, about notes on Alan that her dad has a collection of, simply because her dad created Alan, according to Daisy. She wonders why her dad would even hide something so important in the first place. She has no idea where her dad's lab is, or where any of these notes were taken, where the experiments were taking place, like what was happening, anything. She has nothing to go on. So she's frantically thinking about how she needs to find these notes for Alan in order to take care of him. And we hear more scratching, just. And she talks about how her scalp is healing and that there are scabs, and she's been nervously picking at them. And so that's the sound we've been hearing is from when Alan attacked her and just ripped her hair out.
An asshole.
He's an ass. So that's the scratching that we're hearing. Alan hasn't drawn anything more, apparently. Daisy's left markers out. And one of the last things that she talks about is she goes, "What's Christmas?" And she goes over about how she knows like it's on the 25th and like this, that, and she knows it's like a holiday, but she doesn't really get the concept of holidays, because she then goes on to say, like, well, people ask me, what am I doing for Christmas? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it was just
I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
And at first she goes, I know like Jesus was born on that on December 22nd. Oh, wait, no. And she corrects herself. She's like, actually, no, sorry, the 25th. But she says, yeah, we've never really celebrated it. She asks about what people do on that holiday. And then she basically says, like, Alan's not around. He's sleeping. People don't like it when he's not on film, but she didn't want to wake him up. And the last time she accidentally woke him up, he bit her so hard that one of his teeth got stuck in her head.
Was he in like a her bumblebee head. Where like you sting once, yes, and you lose the stinger?
He died shortly after.
Died
every
shortly
bite
after.
You lose a tooth, and then when you're out, you're out.
So that's the entirety of this video. It doesn't sound like there's a whole lot going on here. However, if you've been paying attention, you've been listening to part one, you'll know that there is a subplot. Well, Matt, this is gonna be you are gonna be so fucking confused. Okay. I'm so excited.
I don't know who fucking Daisy is, man.
Who the fuck's Daisy?
Alan?
So we get the subplot that we've been talking about in these hidden captions that Mike and Matt have talked about up until this point. And so I get a bunch in this video as well. And this one, it seems like almost like a one-sided conversation. And this is what we get. It says, hello, hello, is anyone there? Hello, can anyone hear me? Please, can anyone hear me? Hello, the door is stuck. And a bunch of banging noises. Doctor? Doctor, can you hear me? Bunch of clawing noises. More desperate clawing.
I'm adding atmosphere. For
no,
you.
I know. Thank okay. you. I appreciate it. We get another. Next one says, stop. You'll kill yourself if you keep that up. Just calm down. The doctor is coming back. What'll he think if he comes in and sees you've bloodied yourself for no reason? I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Just calm down. It'll get handled. Should we at least try to move it? You can't spend all night worrying in circles. I know, but everything happens for a reason. At this point in the series, I could not tell who the fuck this was between. Like, this was very, very random. As we go forward, it becomes more clear. That's for fucking sure. It seems like it's from the perspective of, like, two things that were, like, we can call them experiments, we can call them monsters, we can call them whatever we want, but two things that, can we just go ahead and call them Dr. Curtis at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. We've said it, right? I want to make sure.
Yeah, we did. The last episode calls him Curtis.
Okay, perfect.
The last one we covered, I mean.
Cowboy Curtis.
So from what I gather, these seem to be two of the experiments that Dr. Curtis was working on, talking to each other. One of them being just super worried, super freaked out about everything, and the other one trying to calm him down, saying the doctor's going to come back. And this is assuming that he left them just by themselves in wherever the fuck his lab is. And that's the end of the video. After this, we get another cooking video. It's about 8 minutes long, almost 9 minutes. And this is, so this one is, it's another cooking video, and it is inspired by one of her favorite series called Kitchen Princess.
Kitchen Princess?
It's a manga series.
Best hentai I've ever read.
I was actually going to ask, is it hentai? Like,
no, I think it's just a
hentai adjacent?
I think it's just a young adult's manga.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't do any research into what that is. I'm sure there's an Easter egg there for anybody who knows anything about it.
It seems to be family friendly as it's coming up on Crunchyroll.
Oh, yeah, then probably. And so she said she was going to have, okay, she said she was going to have Alan propped up in the chair for the video, and he kept scooching and she didn't want him to get hurt.
Be hilarious.
Is this the blue chair video, right? This is is this the pizza one?
Pizza.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. The last cooking video was the blue chair one. Okay. This is the pizza one.
You guys remember the blue chair? Because it's kind of important, actually.
Yes. If you do remember the blue chair, she focuses on it too long, and she does pretty much directly say, like if there were a tutorial going on, just have someone like Alan sitting in this. Like, yep. It's very, very apparent what she's getting at.
Yeah.
And so this is another video, and this is inspired by, again, her manga books called Kitchen Princess. And she was going to have Alan in a chair, but he kept scooching, and she didn't want him to get hurt. So she starts going over her ingredients, and she definitely looks very new, like very, very not seasoned to cooking.
Her ass is like green bell pepper.
Yeah, she's like, I hope this isn't too spicy. And she's like, I don't know, this is a lot of seeds. I don't know if this is going to be too much.
I put pepper on this. It might be a little spicy.
Her ass does not cook.
Not ever. Even the way she just like spreads the dough out, like...
She made cafeteria-ass rectangle pizza. The shit you get on Friday.
You know, you can go to like a Gordon's Food Service and buy that stuff and like sheets. And fucking hook yourself
but
up.
Do you want to do that to
yes,
yourself?
I do want to do that to myself a lot.
Yeah. Fuck yes. Hell yeah.
You're a stronger man than I am.
So she keeps going over all these ingredients for making pizza. Later she's seen eating part of the green bell pepper saying, oh, this isn't spicy at all. And then she flattens the dough. So after she makes this whole pizza, and it's very apparent she's never fucking made pizza before, she then decides to tell us how she makes Alan's sugar water. So if you guys will remember, Alan pretty much only eats sugar. So she gets water and she gets sugar and she puts both in a bowl and she's like, there it is. As soon as it hits the floor, Alan comes flying over and just like spills the water fucking everywhere. And so he's been sleeping up to this point. And then she then goes over saying that he sleeps for several days. And then when she makes this shit, he wakes up and acts like a puppy who's never seen kibble before.
He's like, he'll drink like a couple of these bowls an hour.
Oh,
like, just make a bigger bowl. Then.
Just fill the toilet. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what are you doing?
Give the man a bucket.
You know what? I think we did get it fucked up. I think this is the one with the blue chair. I'm almost positive this is the one with the blue chair.
I was trying to, I've been trying
to
go to
the very beginning.
It.
Very beginning. It's like, yeah, right there. Right there.
Oh, there's
there it is. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where the blue chair
is
sitting.
There's actually another video, but that's besides the point.
100%. But this is a very, very, very clearly an Easter egg for Alan tutorial. It's if you guys have not checked that one out.
I haven't.
If you like this stuff, you like that stuff. If you like,
so I'll stay away.
I'll go over the whole whole thing at the end.
We'll go over that a little bit more. And that's the end of this video. We get another subplot from conversation. And this one we can tell that this is a conversation between Daisy and her father Curtis. And this is, I'm not going to go over the whole thing. I'll go over the gist. It's essentially a conversation between Daisy and her dad, where her dad is pulling out these questions from a box that apparently they use to answer some of the more difficult questions Daisy might have as she's growing up. And there's things like, are there other religions? There's things like, what's the difference between lakes and oceans? The very last, oh yeah, can I marry a girl is one of them. And the last one is, do I have a mother? Now, I will say most of these don't really, they do get answered in some capacity, but the thing that is outlined here is the fucking emotional abuse that is happening between Curtis and her daughter, or his daughter, Daisy. It's very clear that this person is trying to control everything that this girl thinks, trying to basically tailor make her personality to what he wants. And that's why he's going over things such as, can I marry another girl? He says, Daisy, that's a stupid question. And no, you can't.
I'll just bring this to, up do now I have a- and just like interrupt you because I want
please.
To. But like, yeah, this isn't in these videos, but I did find this later. That there's like a Twitter exchange where somebody asked Daisy what her favorite holiday is, and she's like, Columbus Day. And people are like,
oh,
why?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, because Columbus seemed like a cool dude. And they were like, but you know, he like committed genocide and stuff. And basically, like in this Twitter exchange, it's revealed that like her dad used to like rip pages out of her
rip
history
the pages
books.
Out of history books, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this
it was there's another part of this that I want to explain, but I'll wait till later. Actually,
yeah. We probably there's all a good, watched the same the, video.
Yeah. Okay.
I literally have only watched the Daisy Brown stuff. So if you guys have some input to give, please jump in, interrupt me and do it.
Well, basically, no, I'm just kidding.
Keep what happened.
So since Matt brings that up, this is one of those instances where the Twitter is actually going to help you while you're watching these videos and reading these, the subplot, these unheard captions, more or less.
Yeah, I guess if you can line up the Twitter and the videos you're watching, good on you.
Seriously.
We didn't really do that for obvious reasons. But yeah.
To be fair, a lot of the stuff that was on Twitter didn't hit until like either it's been removed and you can't fucking see it anymore because I had to use the Wayback Machine to get anything pre-July, I think 2018. I think that's where it ends right now. And the video that I'm talking about was uploaded before that.
Mm.
Yeah. So like it was really hard for me to get a hold of any of the actual tweets. However, I think I got enough of probably.
Damn it, Elon.
Damn you.
Damn
you, Doge man.
But either way, if you can find this Twitter thread and line this up with stuff, it's going to help explain like why she might not have all the information about stuff. And that the Columbus Day one was a big one that basically let everybody know that her dad is leaving information out and essentially teaching her what he wants to teach her, not like what the facts are. And that's her whole life. And I wrote in caps, what a fucker.
what a fucker.
What a fucker.
The next one is a very short update video called Alan Grows. It's under 2 minutes long and it's just a very short video on how Alan has grown. The roots that we saw last, those little like blue bandaged piece of shit things that were coming off of them. They've twisted together to form like a larger, thicker, stumpy branch. Almost like a limb is forming, but it looks absolutely like a root system.
He's starting to look like a goddamn mandrake.
Harry Potter. Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, that's perfect. Yeah. He's got a bunch of acne. Like the zits are fucking insane.
Hey, it's me, Alan.
There's a huge bump on his head.
Growing an arm.
And so, Daisy's like showing all this stuff, and she's like turning him around, and then we hear her scream, and the video ends, and that's because Alan bites her. Alan is very vocal in this video. And then once again, we get some subplot and all it says is I'm starving. The doctor's going to come back soon. Any day soon or any day now. Doctor wouldn't leave us like this. I know he wouldn't. And that's it. And I think that's just a continuation of that. Not the last video, but the last video, not the question. Sorry. My first video where the two experiments are having a conversation. Jesus Christ. I need to fucking cut shit out. Okay.
You're so thorough.
I have to not
too,
be. I need to
you're
stop.
You're too good
I need to
at
stop.
Your job.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Say less word, mean details. More.
Okay. 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 Okay.
No stone unturned.
Next video we got is New Year. This is just about 4 minutes long.
New Year, New Alan.
The first thing we're going to notice is that Daisy has bruises and she's got her hand wrapped up in gauze and she essentially tries to cover all that up to hide what's happening. And this is kind of a New Year's resolution video as she talks about what she wants to do in 2018. She said she let like stress get to her in 2017 and she's not going to let that happen in 2018. She's going to help Alan grow. She's going to help herself grow. Just, you know, the cookie cutter stuff you hear. And she's interrupted.
I'm going to hit the gym.
Yeah.
I'm going to read more. I'm going to do Facebook. Yep.
All the top ones. She's interrupted by a clip that is it's not supposed to fucking be there. Literally middle of a sentence, she just gets cut off, and it's Alan dragging the camera as he shows off that he's able to A, move the camera, B, hit record, and C,
he's mobile.
He's fucking mobile, everybody. He can move around.
Just as scary as when my child first got mobile. And I'm like, she's moving.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's he can do the stairs.
I put her down, and then I turn around because I'm like, I've done this before, and I turn around, she's gone. I'm like,
what happened?
Where'd it go?
Do you have a moment where you're like, maybe I just forgot where I put her?
Did I leave her in my car?
No, that's what the tracking device is.
Where's the put the AirTag in her already?
Just get it. No, God.
We put that in when she came out.
The microchipper.
Okay. Yeah.
What
do you think the belly button's for? Just kind of like,
does she have a radio shop?
Stick.
Not yet. We're holding off on those. I don't believe in vaccines like that.
Okay.
So,
oh, dope.
The rabies shots cause silliness.
Silliness. just
that was
fuckery.
The most like
general fuckery.
That was the most wholesome dad line that you
it really
could have
was.
Said.
Rabies causes silliness. It's happened quick, Mike.
Oh, just wait till I'm an NASCAR dad. Moot's gonna help.
Oh,
me with
God.
That one.
Oh gosh, golly gee. So this was a clip of Alan who picked up the camera, interrupted her video, and now we move on. She finishes her sentence, and that's the end of the video. Subplot time.
Subplot.
My favorite.
So these only show up when we see Alan moving around in that clip that's interrupting it. And it says, God, I'm sore. It's like my whole body is wrapped up in Charlie horses, like a virgin in puberty, but this is doable.
Sorry.
You dumb bitch. But this is doable. I can handle this. The muscle first must be torn before it can be reformed. Fiber of a fiber, cell by cell, let's reform. Now, this is a hard one to get a grasp on, because these are actually the thoughts that Alan is having as he's scooting around with the camera.
I imagine he's like, he's got to like grunt through it.
Oh, yeah. That's all. That's
bit by bit, fiber by fiber.
I don't know why, but I thought you were going to go, every kiss begins with K.
We're not advertising for the...
That's
actually
where I thought you were
going.
I
like to think Alan sounds like Bane from The Dark Knight Rises.
Prepubescent Bane.
Fiber by fiber.
Fiber by fiber. Cell by cell.
Cell by
you
cell.
You adopted cell. The basement.
I was born.
I was born in the sump pump.
I was born in the sump pump.
But yes, yeah,
so all these are little thoughts that we get from Alan. And this is actually I think this is the first time we've gotten like a thought process from Alan. Is it?
It's possible.
I can't remember if we got some of this in the subplot in the previous videos. I don't think we have, though, simply because he's just useless up until now.
Yeah,
and up until now is a very loose statement. So next video is artistic video. This is a little longer. It's almost 7 minutes, and we see a video of Daisy drawing, and she draws a horrendous snowman and a horrendous plant. Like
he steals her markers. Your precious armory. Greatly appreciated.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. She draws the snowman and plants. she then goes on to try to draw a princess from her Kitchen Princess manga series when Alan scoots over with paper in his mouth, and she's like, fuck off, dude, like, get out of here, I'm trying to do something. And she's like, oh wait, what is this? And she looks at these drawings that Alan made, and
I'm the artist.
And then literally, like, it's a good fucking drawing.
This
like,
was the
it's like an angled shot from underneath.
I don't think
like,
this was supposed to be as funny as it was to me, but I was cracking up
about the
video. Yes. And later on when you'll get to
yeah, it. Yeah. 100%. I'm not far off, Mike. So she sees these two, like, I think it's two drawings of her, and they're really, really good. And
it's like from like, his perspective,
it's from
like,
his perspective. Yeah.
Like shaded and colored.
Yes. Like, it looks fantastic. And like, it's, she's just shocked. And the video cuts and we cut to back. Yeah, we just hear fucking screaming, and it's Daisy just screaming at Alan, being like, how did you do it? What do you know? Just like yelling at this poor potato.
Say, did you draw these?
Did you draw
these?
Who
does
number
two work for?
where are the drugs going? And apparently Alan just starts cackling and laughing.
Creepy. It's creepy.
So fucking creepy because you can tell it's a laugh. You just can fucking tell. And she asks, can you see? And he keeps laughing. And so then we cut back and Daisy's holding Alan and she
hang on. You can't pass up the funniest part where she's like, you hear her like bitch slapping the shit out of Alan.
Oh yeah.
She's like, did you draw these? And like, in my head, I'm just thinking like, if I would have saw this mutant creature thing that has been blind the entire time, at least I thought it was. And all of a sudden it comes up to me with like these very beautiful pieces of art that it's drawn of you. So obviously it looks at you as some sort of like high end figure. Cause it just drew her twice.
Right.
It obviously looks up to you. No pun intended at some point. And her first reaction isn't to go, oh my God,
this is incredible.
This is incredible. You can see? Holy fuck. No, her first instinct
fuck you,
is
you can see.
Where is she? Where is she?
Jesus. Yeah.
It's her first instinct is to interrogate this thing and beat the shit out of it.
It's fucked.
And
is
it
what
does
it
just do a Joker laugh at her.
Yeah. The whole 100%. Yeah. He's maniacally laughing. And you can tell. So after the screaming and the hitting and the abuse is done, we cut back and we see Daisy is holding Alan and she's kind of just given up. She's
we're all good now.
She's accepted the fact that he's not as, she said, he's not as blind as I thought he was,
he's
which I'm not. He is handy capable, but not completely capable.
He's so just like me.
She says,
like me for real.
For real.
He's growing more intelligent and she stutters when she says the word powerful. more mature, more intelligent. Am I getting too hurtful now or no?
You lost me.
Okay. she realizes that she shouldn't have called him powerful because apparently she's fucking terrified of Alan. And we learn that from here, she hangs up the drawings and that's the end of the video. Obviously, we have more subplot. And this is Daisy essentially trying to calm Alan down by telling him a story. And it's just what you think it is. It's a story about her dad saying that he does love them and he wishes he were there, but he's not. And then she talks about this beautiful queen who lives in the moon. I can't help but think that that's a reference to the queen of the Lunarians from Monument Mythos. She was in love with the queen of the stars and I'm going to ask this as more of a meta to you guys. Does this specific story come up again? I don't think it does.
Oh, the captions from this one?
Yeah. The Star Queen?
I don't think so.
Cool.
I believe so, no.
I just want to make sure before I completely
skip.
So are
we sure that this is her telling a story to Alan? Because I don't think it was ever really... I mean, I didn't perceive it as that personally.
Well, she says Dad would want us. And she doesn't have any brothers or sisters except for Alan. And that's not a brother or sister.
I took it as some mysterious figure talking to Alan. Because while she's like talking to the camera before she even goes to get Alan or anything, there's like, let me tell you a story. And it goes to the story like almost from the beginning.
It says, so that the very last line says, we will see Dad again, I promise.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I took it as some strange figure.
There could be another.
There could be another.
There's very much possible. I could be wrong, but that's how I perceive it.
That's fine. That's fair. But up until this point, like we don't have any reason to believe
that's true.
It's anybody else.
That's
so
true.
Fair.
That's why I guess I took this to be
fair game,
Daisy and Alan.
Fair game.
swing and a miss.
Fuck.
Dirt ball.
Next we have friendship bracelets. I gotta blow past this, guys. I'm already 45 minutes in and
what
like
the fuck's a dirt ball playing cricket? What is it?
It's from the Bigs. It was a baseball game. It was great.
From Mr. 3000?
No, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
So this next video is called Friendship Bracelet. This one's closer to 10 minutes, and this one is essentially Daisy locked in a room because Alan has been fucking violent.
God, he's abusive.
He's a piece of shit sometimes.
He's not that big. Kick him.
He's tiny.
He's the size of a football. Kick
you
him,
have please. All the advantages.
Just punt him.
So she makes a friendship bracelet and essentially doesn't go the way she wants because she did it wrong and didn't follow the directions.
It's a very sad video.
It's not great. And she's making a friendship bracelet by herself. Not great. So she realizes that
she's also like bandaged and bruised.
Yeah. Her foot's all
her
bandaged
foot's fucked
up. She's got
bruises
she's locked
all over
in her room, almost kind of like she's hiding from someone. And that might key you into what has happened since the last video, and in the previous videos, where Alan has been getting more and more violent. And so she's making a friendship bracelet, which gets fucked up, and so essentially she turns it into a braid. She's got that fucking green bell pepper again. She's chomping on that. And
she's like you with onions.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. 100%. We hear Alan, and he's like groaning, and he bangs on the door, and she sounds terrified of Alan. She's like, nothing, it's fine. And like super anxiously, almost like he's coming to get her. And I don't know.
She's like, oh, I've had to close my door at night because he wants attention. And
right. I was totally going to skip the fuck over this. She talks about a dream lady who is in her house. When Daisy asked who she was, she essentially just says that she wants Daisy to grow up healthy. And then the lady fell through the floor and left behind a puddle of what looked like pomegranate juice with Jello like chunks.
Ooh, that is the description. You your blood and semen to mix like that.
You don't. Now, take this with a grain of salt. This is a description from somebody who is very, very, very sheltered. You don't know what that means or what that is. Most of us, if they saw somebody falling into a pool of blood on the floor, we would know it as such.
Ghost?
Smegma. And
smegma.
Just like the rest, we get some subplot. And this time it is the inner monologue of Daisy's father, Curtis, while he's doing his experiments, creating his creations, etc. And this is essentially like, why can't I get anything done? And he starts to talk himself out of doing it. And it wraps all the way back around. The reason he's doing this is because of his daughter. He does it all for Daisy. And he says, I love you. This is for you. I have two more videos left, guys. That's it. I will get through these last two as fast as possible.
Daisy, I'm making this freaky mutant blue potato smurf for you.
For you.
Potato smurf.
Oh, no. Next one's called We're Back. 9 minutes long. And this is a video that is...
Dinosaurs. We're back.
We're back. Terrifying movie. This is actually filmed by Alan. And it appears as if he's walking and not just kind of scooting because he's like... up more, and it's
he's doing like a what's the movie
okay
Skinamarink.
He points the camera at Daisy, who's asleep on the couch, and Alan pulls the blanket off, which wakes him up, and she wakes up saying dad, and then realizes it's just Alan.
It's like a fucking child's play when before you find out what he's like killer, and it's like from his perspective waddling around and
reminded
me of that.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. It was well done, and it made it look like Alan was, it was growing. The next clip we get in the video is one of Daisy's vlog updates. She's got some sweater on that she found in the attic. She mentioned that she hasn't been around for an entire month, and she said a lot's been going on, and apparently Alan's jaw got fucked up, and like she sewed it back together with needle thread and some felt.
Keeps happening to him.
Keeps happening. He just keeps like
burst the
decomposing
throat,
and shit.
Gone.
Right. Just fucking stay together, man.
Stop decaying.
Just stop. We see her plants. Same. We do see Alan's drawing corner, and we see how many more drawings he's done in the recent month, and there's a lot more human faces on the wall now. Alan's wrapped up in this blanket when we cut to another shot. We get the blanket pulled off the head, and he is much, much fucking bigger. He's got teeth. He's got like this slimy sheen skin. And
he's very sparkly. He's like a vampire from Twilight.
It's like a cocoon is almost like covering his body or something.
He's a bit slimy.
Yeah. And there's this bandaged area where apparently he popped a cyst, and Alan just starts fucking screaming and freaking out. And Daisy's like comforting him, asking him if he wants to draw, and she gasps. And once again, I'm assuming she gets bit by Alan again.
I would assume so.
Yeah. We get some text that says that Alan, she lost track of Alan a couple of days ago, and he was chasing a
squirrel. He's in the vents.
He was showing predator-like behavior, which all I can think of is Telltale Shimmer. That's all I can think of. And that kind of clues us into thinking that he might be a carnivore, or at least an omnivore at this point.
You mentioned this.
That was what he just went over.
Yep, I just talked about that. Oh yeah, the very last clip, we get Daisy holding her finger out, and it's got like this string tied to it, and she goes over how people tie things to her string or to their finger or string around their finger to help them remember things. And she ties a string around her finger to always help her remember to know where Alan is, which I think is very wholesome. but like the rest, we get some subplot.
She could just tie like a balloon around him like people do with tortoises.
She should do
one
that.
Of those like child leashes.
Yeah, yeah. Leash child for your kid. Leash on Alan.
Yeah.
This is my son.
He's harmless.
Just like the other videos, we get subplot. And this is a conversation between Daisy's father, Curtis, and one of his coworkers. Again, I'm almost positive.
Wrong.
Okay.
I don't know, actually.
essentially, it's there. People are asking where he's been. Everyone back at the lab is worried about you. And they just show some genuine fucking concern for this man who's been showing some very, very, very concerning signs at work. And at one point, Child Protective Services is like threatened.
Are we surprised?
No, not fucking at all. And like, honestly, they should be called because this man sucks.
This guy sucks, dude.
Yeah. And so this is kind of where we learn that Curtis has been like on track with these things ever since Daisy was a kid. And now I'm going to go to my last video called Quiet Video. This is about 6 minutes long. And this video is about how it starts with Daisy being worried about Alan because she hasn't really heard anything from him lately. Hasn't eaten in days. And apparently he hasn't been growing right. So she covers him in fabric, like just puts a bunch of shit all over him.
I mean, if he ain't gonna make himself look pretty.
Right. She like makes this a cocoon for him and like sews it up to his neck. And she says that his head is too large for his body. And that's the reason he has trouble moving, which is concerning because his head was pretty fucking large before. Apparently there is almost zero skin that is connecting his head to his body. And Daisy's like crying because she thinks that he's in pain. It's also revealed that Alan has this branch like limb.
Anch sounds like the woman who serves you coffee at a diner Anch. At like 3 a.m.
Cup of Joe.
Anch.
Daisy also says that she thinks that this like stump, like the branch, like limb that he's been growing is going to turn into a hand. And he tries to use it to rip it like that stuff that Daisy had sewn into his face. And she's like, stop. This is what's holding you the fuck together. Like, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. She's upset and he's just shutting the fuck down. And the rest of the video is essentially narrated by this text on screen. It says, since Alan can't talk, she's staying quiet as well. And apparently he eats meat now. As Daisy, she shows like these chicken cans that are all stacked up. She searches more of the attic and she comes across these little tiny, like colorful statues of children. And she essentially goes over a description of each of them. She says her favorite statue is of the two little girls in dresses holding a cake and some flowers. She's been going outside more and more, and she updates us. And, like, this is, again, more and more and more, more updates. And she gives, finally, a new update on her plant, saying her flower is budding, and the text on the screen says, look, my Daisy is starting to grow.
Daisy, you say?
I do.
My Daisy.
Once again, let's get some subplot going here. We just get, toys!
Toys.
Dad, come up here. I found a secret door. What do you mean, secret door? In here, it was covered by the dresser, but there's a door that leads to a secret upstairs. Upstairs?
Stair?
I found little dolls up here. What are these from? Daisy. Ow! What the hell? Ah! Did I tell you? Dad, stop! About snooping in places you don't belong. Now you can kind of figure out what's happening here. The rest of this goes on, and it's essentially physical abuse towards her daughter, or his daughter. Simply for discovering something that she didn't know existed and acting on that childlike curiosity, he beats her. She starts crying and whimpering, and he literally is just like, oh, for God's sake, get up. I can't. And this is just so fucked. And all of this dialogue is being shown while Daisy is showing the camera and the small statues that she had found in the attic. This kind of implies that these are the toys slash dolls that she found in that secret room. She doesn't show any signs of actually like having this memory have an imprint on her at all, which I thought was kind of weird, because if I had like these things attached to a memory that was super bad for me, unless I had gotten rid of that completely from my brain, for my own sanity, I would remember this, I think. But Daisy shows no signs of remembering any of this, and that's fucking weird. However, with that, I am going to say, fuck it, I am done. Holy
my time
shit.
Is done.
Cheers,
I've
Doug.
Got you,
my fucking God.
You know what I just realized?
What did you realize?
Oh, my God. Alan looks like the Bunyip.
The Bunyip?
Yeah, hang on. I gotta find the...
Holy shit, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Fuck.
I got a lot of shit on my
Alan
plate,
looks
too.
Like the Bunyip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that fucking animatronic?
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, well, we don't have time for Bunyips, so let's move on to the next video. On.
Doug, you plow ahead. I need to fucking piss.
All right, that's fine. So this next video, just so everyone knows, this is video 27 we're on right now. And this one's called Unexpected Growth. It's about 3.5 minutes. The description of this video says, "Wow, you guys, Ella is growing still. I am not scared. Also, excuse my voice. I've been under the weather." There's a lot of like little hidden things in the descriptions of these videos. If you take extra like letters and like other like wrong letters and stuff like that, you'll find little like Easter eggs and shit like that. Anyways, so that's the description in this video.
I'm not gonna explain them.
I'm not. I'll let you guys. You fucking figure it out. Not a single person has touched upon those in any of the videos yet, so I'm not gonna start. So, anyways. This video opens up with Daisy playing with a bunch of dirt, and she's basically like, I'm going to repot this plant, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. And then she hears this noise, and basically she starts like hearing this voice saying, Daisy. And then
very old man style.
Yeah. And so she starts walking up the stairs, and she goes into a room, and basically Alan has gotten himself up onto a bed and is like inside of these covers.
Hey,
and so she literally starts having a conversation with Alan, and it's like really like subtle, because as far as we know, Alan hasn't really been talking.
Feed me, Daisy.
And she's like, oh, you can talk? And he's feed like me. I can now. Are you happy? And like, it's just a really awkward, weird conversation. And so she actually goes up to him, and she's like about to touch him, and he's like, don't touch me, like super like jarringly loud. And it actually kind of like, I was like, oh shit.
Alan, scary.
But he's very vocal. He's like, don't sew me up anymore. Like, stop sewing me up. Like, because my interpretation is that I don't think he's growing right, because Daisy keeps like trying to fix him,
like holding him back.
Yeah.
He's like binding his bones.
Yeah. He needs to like, you know, shed his skin or like something, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, essentially he looks like a necrotic ball sack right now. So like,
I'm so happy that's what I came back to.
Yeah. I don't know. But this whole video is that, you know, he's actually in her dad's bed, and he's just like sitting there, and she's like, you want to say anything to the people of YouTube? And he's like, hello, people.
Hello.
I am Alan.
I am Archer, leader of the Gorgon Knights.
And basically says like, don't worry about me. And she's like, all right, well, thanks, Alan. And basically that's where the video ends.
Are we just glazing over that small soldiers reference?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, I have to just keep going.
Go.
Just ripped. Anyways, hidden captions in this video. It says, doctor, before you go, the skin around my hands is cracking and peeling. Could you take a look at them? Doctor, please move, Lithup. I'm leaving. And you're taking the little one with you. Why? What did I say about questions? I'm sorry, doctor, but that one has always been troublesome. Just be careful. Goodbye, Lithup. When will you be back? And that's all we get. So we know that someone named Lithup is talking to a doctor.
Bad name.
That's what we know in that one.
It is a bad
so
there are better ones.
There are better names out there. Okay, so basically
the James.
There you go.
Nah. So sorry if your name's James.
Mark.
So the next video is called My Dad's Tape, and it's about 7 minutes long.
Hey.
It's a thing.
We did the thing.
We did the thing.
Yeah. So it says in the description, it says, I found this in a stupid cupboard. I should have found long time ago. Ha ha. I'm so silly sometimes. I feel so happy right now, guy. Also, sorry Alan wasn't in this video. I know most people watch for him. So basically, this video starts with Daisy, and she said she's made a discovery. And she's basically got a bunch of tapes and stuff strewn about in front of this like tape player. And she says that I found this tape. It says, Daisy, please listen on it. And she puts it into the tape player. So we start hearing Daisy's father actually explain that he's not going to be in her life anymore and that she'll be able to handle this and that everything is fine. And it's really just lots of apologizing for hurting her. And he wants her to know that he's always loved her. And basically he mentions Daisy's mom, Rose, and how they are looking more and more alike every day. And she kind of says goodbye to the camera, and you kind of think, okay, well, the video is going to end here. But it doesn't actually turn off. She kind of puts it down, and then we see her set the camera down, and she starts kind of cleaning up. And then she just kind of comes and lays right in front of the tape cassette player. And she just keeps listening to the same part of the tape over and over again.
Who's just been paying her mortgage?
Yeah, who knows? She keeps replaying this part of her where her father keeps saying, I love you, over and over. And she's like literally like pressing play, listening to it. You hear her rewind it, pressing play. And it's literally like she does it like 40 times. And it's like the whole last half of the video. It's like wild. But as is tradition, we get a bunch of, hidden captions. And this one says, is everything okay? Yes, I have a question. Okay, I will answer it the best I can. Are you scared of me? Answer, Daisy. If you want me to be really honest, yes, sometimes I am. Why? Well, you've hurt me before, and that was when you were small. You must not be scared of me. Your dad, he made me for a reason. Why did he make you? Too young to understand, but I'm older than you. Leave now, I'm tired. No, but Alan, you can talk now. Please answer my leave, Daisy. I'm not stupid. I need to know. Leave. Chuckling, Curtis was right. You really are a nosy brat. So we
seem like just like younger or older brother, younger sister, or vice versa.
Yeah. And I mean, shit, fucking Alan is just as abusive as her father
100%.
Is. And there might be a good reason for that, which we'll cover later on. But
the entire time during that video, the only thing I can think of is my dad's tapes and your dad's tapes sitting by the player. I have no idea why. I can't hear it without that going on in my brain. And I think I'm wired funny.
Mnemonic devices are.
We already knew that.
That's true. Yeah, that's fine.
But not always useful.
So the next video is super short and it's titled Meat Strawberry. And the description says,
one more time.
We just can't get away from the meat.
Meat. So it says, I found this gift from God outside a few dats ago. And it starts with an update, and she's very excited about this. A few dats?
How long is that list?
How many dats are in a weck?
How many meatballs?
Do you think?
How many weck in a month?
Anyways, so yeah, she says, I've got an update, and she's very excited about this one. It's a fucking cat. And it's fucking adorable.
It's fucking adorable.
And she found it outside, and she names it Strawberry. And it is very clear in this 2-minute video that Alan does not like the cat, and he says it's not a friend. And then he slams the door in Daisy's face, and then it ends with a "Welcome to the family, Strawberry." It's very short. It's very straight to the point, and it's really. The cat is fucking adorable. I could watch this video over and over again, but. Yeah, so we immediately, all we know is that Alan does not like this cat, and she has a new family member. But we do get some more hidden captions, as we do, and it says, you all keep asking, is it real? Is it fake? Well, of course it's fake to you, but I made all this. I couldn't unmake it if I wanted to. Am I crazy? Yes, definitely. But nonetheless, I truly hope you enjoy what I made. I also hope this introduction isn't too jarring. I couldn't help myself. You won't hear from me again. I just wanted to introduce myself. Now back to the show. Sincerely, the author. So this is the first time we hear of someone named the author.
Yep.
There's a lot of different thoughts that I was going through in my head when I read this for the first time.
I can't read.
Was yes, the biggest
the first
one.
Thing I said was wow, well, I really yeah, wish I could read. So essentially in this video or in these captions, from what I gathered is Daisy the author? If not, Who is the author, obviously?
Alan Strawberry.
Alan Strawberry.
If Daisy is the author, I don't like that. I don't like that this is happening.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that's the case, to be fair. But also, like, is any of this real then? Like, because I started questioning. I was like, is this real? Like, is what Daisy's going through real? Like,
right.
What's real and what isn't now?
Everything's real except for the cat.
Yeah, probably.
The cat's a puppet. Fakest shit I've ever seen. Yeah. Yeah. When they're talking about puppet use, they're talking about the cat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I will say the next series of events is kind of sucked. So I'm going to just go to the next video, and it's entitled I'm Outside. And the description of this video says, things aren't good. I hate myself. We are going down a perilous tube here now with Daisy, as you will see upcoming. Basically it starts off with Daisy outside. She's literally covered in dirt and blood. She's got no fucking shoes on. Her knees are scraped up to shit. She's got like blood stains on her hands, and she's just kind of sitting there, and she's just kind of chilling. And it seems like Alan has essentially chased her out of the house. She mentions that Alan's been very mean now for a while, and that this isn't the first time it's happened. And she kind of starts to not really know what to say. You can kind of tell that she's just like talking to talk. And she says, we're going to turn this night around. And then it's just kind of a lot of fodder talking about nothing. She's continuously saying, oh, I'm not afraid of cars anymore. I'm not afraid of cars anymore.
That's totally what people who are not afraid of cars say.
and then she's like, oh, what's your favorite animal? And she's like, oh, mine's a cat. And then she's like, yeah, but I'm not afraid of cars. And then just like mid conversation, she just fucking gets up and starts sprinting back to the house. There's a very clearly obvious like reason, like coming from the last video, she's in the house with, you know, or she's out of the house, but she does not have her cat. And it's like, as soon as she says that piece of like where she's like, oh, my favorite animal is a cat, you can tell she starts to get kind of like fucking antsy. And then it's just like, boom, full on sprint to the house. And that's where the video ends. Now, the hidden captions in this one say, where did the doctor take the one, though? And then it says, Lithup, stop. You're sounding obsessed. And then it says, I am obsessed. It's been a week. He's never been gone this long. And why did he take the mean one? We all know this. We all know just as much as you do. Stop asking these stupid questions. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just my hands are starting to scab up again. When the doctor comes back, you know he'll fix it up. You'll be just fine. Now go to sleep and stop thinking about such silly things. So clearly, there's two things talking to each other, because they mentioned the mean one, which has to be Alan.
Has to.
And, you know, maybe these are other things similar to Alan, right? Like, we know the name Lithup.
Is this a continuation of some of the things in some of my videos then?
Yep.
Because it sounds like it.
Yeah, no, it is.
So did we learn that one of those things talking in one of my videos is Lithup then?
Correct. Yep. So Lithup is a sort of a new name that we're getting. We might have seen it in one of theirs. I'm not sure 100%.
Oh, that's right.
But Lithup is a new-ish character that we're going to be seeing a lot more of. So the next video is 9 seconds, and it's entitled Strawberry is Gone. And the description says, Strawberry is in heaven now. She's gone, and it's my fault. I was so stupid to think that anything full of life and love and joy could survive here. I hate myself more than I hate Alan. I hate myself for having these hateful thoughts. But they're the only thing in my head now. Why am I so stupid? Why did Dad tell me I was smart when I know I'm not? I'm an idiot. I let this happen.
It's pronounced studpid.
Studpid. I'm studpid.
It's like an off-brand Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. No, she she goes over her typos and shit, and there's an explanation for why she keeps them.
But yeah.
You listen to part one, you'll know.
Now, do we want to talk about the Twitter real quick? Because I found a spot that aligns a little bit with this.
Yes.
Go ahead, yeah.
Please.
So there's a moment in the Twitter where everything seems kind of normal, that Daisy's just posting random stuff. She's just asking people questions and whatnot. And then it kind of divulges into like, oh, I'm an idiot. Look at me. I'm Daisy and I'm stupid. And it gets very like immature and very self-hating. And the words get kind of all... like it kind of turns into a mix of like that SpongeBob like text and like other things. And there's a moment where someone asks or says, hey, where's Strawberry? We miss him. And then Daisy responds back, I do too. It was delicious.
So what?
So my understanding is
that
it's possible at this time of the videos, Alan also hijacked her Twitter. Because Alan just goes on like a giant Twitter tirade, just bashing Daisy, bashing her followers, just calling everyone stupid. They're like, if you follow me, you're an idiot. Like, you should not be listening to my videos. You're a fucking moron if you come around here and listen to me. You need to leave. I'm not giving you good content. You suck. He's just like messaging random people in the threads, just like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Blah, blah, blah.
And the next video actually is very clear that, that something about like that is going on. So in the last video, the strawberry is gone. There's two captions that are hidden. It just says, "Dear God, why did you let this happen?" It's clearly just Daisy, you know, self-loathing. Really all it is.
Yep.
So the next video is called Q&A with Alan. It's about 3.5 minutes, and the description is, well, here it is. And this starts off with Alan and Daisy literally yelling about how to film video, and Alan's basically like, you fucking suck at filming. And so they've decided to do a Q&A, and they are going to address what happened to Strawberry. And Alan is like, got hit by a car, stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Literally calls the cat a stupid bitch.
Right.
And Daisy's like, she's like, I've forgiven, like, I've chosen to forgive Alan for what he's done. Like, he clearly killed the cat. And Alan is just like not being nice. Like, he just is not having it. He starts bringing up Daisy's dad, and they cut to this new scene, and he's basically just like, where's your dad? Where's dad? Like, what's going on with dad? And like literally just like tormenting this woman.
She sucks. Or Alan sucks.
Alan does suck. And
she's like visibly like upset. Like she's like shaking in her seat and everything. Like she's nervous, doing ticks and everything.
He's like, looking at him when she asks questions.
Yeah. No, she's clearly like, she's like captive in her own home. Alan is like, you can kind of tell Alan's aware of like, you know, that her dad created him and couldn't fix him essentially. And, you know, like I said, he keeps asking about where her dad is. And it just turns into this like screaming match. And she's like, why can't you just be nice? Like, or she's like, can't you see I'm trying to be like nice to you? And he's like, I can't see. And like, you know,
I'm blind, remember?
Just being like a straight dickhole. You can tell that there's just so much fucking tension. Like, you can literally cut it with a knife.
He's got a creepy hand, too.
Yeah, so you start to see that Alan is growing.
And he's just
got a full-blown man hand.
Oh, yeah.
Full-blown blue man hand.
Hey.
And it's very unsettling. The whole end of the video is just like Daisy like straight screaming at Alan, and then Alan just being like, Where's dad? it's pretty rough to watch, to be quite honest with you. But we do get more hidden captions, and it says, is the doctor dead? Don't talk like that. Why isn't he coming back? If the doctor is gone, then he must have had someone to replace him. I hope they come soon. Sounds like Lithup is talking to someone. We don't know that for sure, but it does seem like she's talking about Daisy's dad, Curtis, not coming back anymore. So we move on to the next video. It's called Hateful Thoughts. This video is depressing. It's not great.
Not at all.
I'm going to sum this up in the best way I can. Trigger warning for like really hard depression and kind of like, I guess, you know, like just really on the mental health in this video is off the charts. It's bad. So we open up with Daisy laying on the floor. There's no more descriptions anymore in the YouTube videos, by the way. She's laying on the floor. She's crying and like laughing, and she starts talking, and she's clearly distraught and has like no idea what to do with her life. She mentions that Alan isn't going to be in the video anymore. And she says she's having very hateful thoughts. And she mentions this a few times, the hateful thoughts. She says how much she hates Alan now and that she's not scared of him anymore. And she starts to rip up all of Alan's drawings and kind of just tossing them around.
Alan needs to get his ass kicked. This is that kid on 100%. The playground who talks shit and has not gotten his ass kicked somehow.
Yeah, he's the kid that just needs an ass whooping to. Yeah.
How are you going to look like that and be a bully?
Yeah, right?
You have one weird man hand.
Well, it's full man hands, but we'll get there. So she ends up saying that he ruins everything when he comes around. Why is he so much better? And that everybody wants to only see him and not her. And she's like basically beating herself up because she thinks that Alan is like this gift from God, essentially, and that her videos are only popular because people want to see Alan, which is technically true. But she's like, I don't know what's in the basement. I don't know how to cure Lynch disease. I don't know who the author is. And she's like blaming her father for all of this. She's like, why did you fucking make him? Why did you leave? I just want to be happy. Like, I don't know what to do. It's just gotten so bad. And she's like, you know, freaking the fuck out. And she's just, you know, everything I do makes everything else worse.
Do the fans only want to see Alan?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't care about Alan.
Yeah, she's very...
Admittedly, it's because he's a giant blue fucking monster.
Because he looks like a necrotic ball sack.
Yeah, exactly. He is a necrotic ball sack.
Somehow got past the censorship on YouTube.
That's very true. Yeah, and long story short, she ends the video saying she wants to be dead. So that's this video. Feel free to...
Blue chair.
Skip over it. Yeah, you see the blue chair in this video as well.
Blue chair.
So in this video, there are a lot of hidden captions, and this is like these ones are pretty pertinent to the story, I want to say. But the hidden captions in this one says, Curtis was right about you. He said you were secretly evil. I'm not doing this, Alan. Do you know that you killed your mom? I don't have a mom. You had one. She's just gone because of you. You're not making sense. Stop talking to me. You killed her as a baby. How? No, that doesn't make sense. Don't touch me. Listen to me when I talk to you. No, it only makes sense. You got rid of one parent, so you got rid of one of your parents, so you got rid of the other one too. Your dad was right about another thing about you. You really are a fucking crybaby. Clearly, this is Alan talking to fucking Daisy. It's brutal. Daisy, I mean, I get why Daisy's going through what she's doing. Alan is a huge piece of shit. It's very clear that, you know, Alan is cut from a different cloth, you know?
Probably one of the ones that she sewed on him.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that was witty and quick, and I'm not used to that from you, Mike.
That was good. That was good. All right, I got two more videos. They're both kind of fucking long, so I'm gonna get through these as fast as I can. All right, so this next video is called The Basement, and boy howdy does this video open up with just the worst
hunchback
thing ever.
The hunchback of, oh my god.
So basically it opens with Daisy and Alan screaming at each other like it always do, as it has been. She mentions that she's going to film him so that everyone can know like how terrible he is. And, Alan mentions that he hates Daisy. So they both hate each other. They just fucking don't like each other. But Alan is like full blown humanoid now. He's got these weird fucking human legs, but like his head is still sewn onto this like weird body with just like a bunch of cloth everywhere and like rags. Like, I don't even know how to describe it really, but he just looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. So Daisy knows if basically she mentioned something about how like if Alan kills her, he's also gonna die. So like that's kind of why he's not. So they get in this weird tussle, and basically he like fucking sends Daisy to the Shadow Realm.
He yeets her ass in the basement.
Mind crush.
He basically says, "You're in the basement now, bitch." And yeah, so we cut to the basement, and it's got this really like kind of like culty looking vibe going on. She's got this like red candle that she's walking around and like looking at shit. And like there's sheets draped all over the place, so you kind of like you can kind of see stuff, but you kind of really can't. And it's really, really dark. Like the whole video is just dark as hell. A lot of the video is her just like in the basement looking at stuff while the hidden captions for this episode plays. But she finally finds like she like bumps into something like a couple of times. She's like, "Oh, it's just hair."
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
That's it.
Why is it hair?
It's just hair.
It's just hair.
Oops, all hair.
But
oops.
Then she moves on and then she's like, oh,
Daisy
it's just
cycles
like,
rapidly between like having a total meltdown and just being remarkably cool about things.
Yes, absolutely. And it's kind of funny, like while she's doing all this, you can kind of like hear Alan upstairs like farting around and shit. And like, he's just like, like who knows what Alan is doing up there, you know?
He's doing the fucking Tom Cruise, the record on. He's just beating shit around the house.
Yeah, he's just beating his shit around the house. So Daisy's like I said, she's just like exploring the basement because up until now she's never been in there. It's been locked off. She even mentions that, like, hey, this is sealed off. I can't get in there.
Because there's supposed to be mold down there.
Yeah, there's mold. It causes Lynx disease.
Right. You can't have that.
So she goes back to that spot where she found the it's just hair. And that just hair actually turns out to be a fucking thing with a paper plate on its face, acting as its face. And we learn that this is Lithup.
Yep.
She has run into Lithup in the basement.
That's my favorite thing about this is that like this dude's in his basement just fucking creating life forms, and like she's like, oh, this is a mask, and so like the best mask he can do is like a paper plate, unless she did it herself. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Lithup did it herself. I'm not sure though.
She said she can't get it off, so how'd she get it on?
That's true. I don't know. She just like slammed her face into it.
Super blue, man.
Yeah. So we hear this new voice, and it's Lithup talking to Daisy and asking if she is the doctor. And they come to the conclusion that it's the daughter of the doctor. And we then find out the name of the thing we're seeing is a Lithup. And she explains that she's a part plant human hybrid, which would make sense now, because now we kind of can assume that maybe Alan is also part plant hybrid with human DNA. And there seems to be a handful of monsters down in the basement, because there's actually another voice, actually a couple voices we hear, in the background, but they don't seem to ever come to fruition as far as like meaningful characters in the story. So it's a one and done, we hear them kind of thing. Then Lithup basically is like, hey, can you fucking take this mask off of me? And Daisy's like, oh yeah, sure. And then it obviously has a hideous monster face underneath the mask. And Daisy's like, oh my God,
we're just going to put this back.
Yeah. And fucking you see Daisy basically run out of the basement.
So rude too.
Yeah.
She's like being super chill and nice and
super chill, super nice. And Daisy's just like, nope,
no more of that.
Should have kept that plate on, girl. But yeah, and basically she drops the camera, runs upstairs, and you hear Lithup be like, hey, Miss Brown, you dropped your camera. And
what a nice young lady. Kill it!
The last thing that we see is Lithup comes up from the basement, and you just see Alan like towering over Daisy on the counter, and Alan kind of like, oh, you've grown up, Lithup, like blah 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 blah. Like being a dickhead. So it's very interesting to see this notes. Last part. Yeah, it's interesting to see kind of the development of these characters. And realistically, like it's
about to turn into a sitcom. Two plants and a human baby.
Two plants and a baby. Yeah, because we know Alan remembers, even though Alan was just like little bean before, like now he like isn't, and he remembers Lithup, and he's like, oh, you were the little one. Or she says that, oh, like you were the little one. So, you know, Lithup remembers Alan. Alan remembers Lithup. So it's like this weird dynamic that like these young little monsters like still remember from the day they were created. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the
hell of a memory.
The hidden captions in this one say, ah, shit. Oh, God, Curtis, can I help you with something? Jesus Christ, Curtis, what is this? What did you do to my legs? Getting child protective services is going to be a bit difficult now, eh? Curtis, why are you doing this to me? What happened to you? Curtis, please just answer me. Why are you doing this? You didn't used to be like this. Please just look at me. I am looking at you. This is you in this jar right here. Oh my God, please, Curtis, please, I'm your friend. Please just look at me and say my name. I'm begging you. Oh, since you were bringing it up, you don't have a name anymore. From now on, you have several names, and you're going to be split between several new experiments. No, you're not. I know you miss her. Oh, sorry, I missed one.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this a dream? Am I dreaming this? No, you're not. I know you miss her. Shut up. You're a logical man. Do you really think you're going to be able to bring her back like this? I said shut up. I'm begging you to stop all this. Not for my sake, but your little girl. Do you think she'll ever find out about this? Do you think this is going to help her adjust? Please answer me. ... Rose would hate you for what you're doing. Ah, tomorrow morning you lose your vocal cords. Good night. This isn't going to end well for anybody, Curtis. And that's where those stop.
That sounds fun.
So let's go over that, right? This is a hefty, hefty clue to what's happening.
Lieutenant
here.
Dan.
They took my legs.
So I have a couple theories off of this set of captions. And essentially it sounds like all the other things that he's made are from this coworker of sorts from before.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm assuming kidnapped, cut
That's
up.
That's that real
whatever.
Human DNA.
Yeah, that real human DNA. However, I don't think Alan is cut from this person. I don't believe that Alan is from the same person.
I don't think so either.
I believe that Lithup and the other monsters might be, but I don't believe that Alan is. And I will go over that after this final video.
Yep.
Which is 7 minutes long, and basically it starts with Daisy is packing up a bag, and you can see she's still bruised up and beat to shit, and she's just putting a bunch of stuff in her bag. You see the kitchen princess and some books and a journal, and
she takes a lot of the things that she found like early on, like the cards and the tin can.
Yep, all that stuff that you see from before, you see her put in there. You see Lithup's mask being put in there. And she kind of like, it almost seems like she's kind of sneaking around the house. Like she's walking really slow. She's kind of tiptoeing around. Also, Alan is a full blown grown man now. Like just a full blown grown man. Yep. Much more humanoid, very weird looking. And again, basically as she's sneaking around, she gets into the kitchen and like fucking Batman. Goddamn Alan just like swoops up from behind the counter. He's like, what the fuck you doing, bitch? And he's like, what do you need that for? Cause she's still like kind of grabbing supplies and stuff. And yeah, he's like full on blown, standing up straight. And he calls her like his, he'd be calling her names, and it's not great. Cause they're, you know, pretty, they're kind of slurish.
Yeah, they're very slurish.
And he notices that she has Lithup in her bag as well, or not in a different bag, I should say, because apparently I don't know the correct sizing and how Lithup looks, but all
she
we know is that there's a
very
head
tall from the basement video.
Yeah,
it did, right? But then she was just like a head and an arm. And it's just really weird. But so basically, as Alan and Daisy do, they start fighting, like physically fighting. And
she pops his ass.
She does. She punches him straight in his dome sack. And he sees her fist and then he sees the ground. And then she just fucking waffle
when we fight,
stomps.
There's gonna be two
shit.
Hits. Me hitting you and you hitting the ground. Yeah.
Bite
Alan.
The curb.
And then basically we see what looks like she just straight curb stomped him out. And basically there's blue everywhere. There's blue on her foot, like
Dabble D Dabu Da.
Babu D Babu Da.
History X his ass.
Straight up.
Bite the fucking curb.
Alan's head is smashed in. And the next thing we know is Daisy fucking runs out of the house and she keeps fucking running. And then for a couple more minutes, she runs. And then for another minute, she's running.
And then the intro to Forrest Gump starts.
And then she hits a lake. And once she hits this lake, it kind of seems like all is right with the world. She sits down. And that's it.
Oh, she has like Lithop with her. And yeah, this whole time, she's like a Kratos and the guy with the head.
Yeah.
Because she's just rotting with her on the back and just like, what's going on, man? Where are we going?
Yeah. So, yeah, she's running with Lithop. They've now escaped the house, essentially. But as is tradition, we have some hidden captions. And this is what's going to make sense of this last video, actually. Yep. It says, Miss Brown, you're wearing the bracelet. Of course I am. It's very nice. I made it just for you. Mm-hmm. Is everything okay? Are you just not hungry? Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just thinking about, you know, the plan. Are you worries? Kinda, yeah.
Wanna hodl me?
Hold on. Get some Dogecoin. Hold on. Yeah,
that's actually my spelling mistake. But you wanna hold me? And she says, sure, come here. Wanna talk about it? Sorry if I'm asking too many questions. No, I like your questions, and I'm thinking about everything that can go wrong. And what if everything goes right and we make it out of here? I don't know anything about the outside world. And I don't even know if we're going to get out of here at all. Miss Brown, may I just say, I've been living in the basement my whole life. I didn't even know there was an outside world. And I'm sure it's scary at parts. And I'm sure we're going to have problems. But if we don't try, we'll never have a chance of being happy. I was scared to go upstairs, but you were there, so it was worth it. And even if the plan does go wrong, I'm just so glad I even got to meet you. I'm grateful for however much time I have with you. ... Don't cry, Miss Brown. Lith, thank you. I feel like I've known you my whole life, and you just feel like family to me. We are family, Miss Brown. I love you, Lithup. And those are the words.
They happened.
It's pretty clear that this is premeditated. Essentially, Lithup and Daisy were going to escape the house. I don't think they wanted to kill Alan per se, because obviously, as much as Daisy hated Alan, she didn't want to kill him. Like, she loved Alan, but
if their intent was to kill him, they wouldn't have been sneaking around from the get go.
Exactly. Right. If they would have just fucking done it and been done with it.
So there's a lot of things that lead me to believe a few different things. So now that we're at the end of this,
is the first one the shot?
Yeah, sure.
Now that we're done knowing things, we can drink.
Basically, we have to take this in as a whole, and we have to like kind of like mush around.
You didn't have to say it out loud.
Cheers, man. He's out of pee.
I brought a cherry coke.
It's hot pee.
You're covered in me hot pee.
Oh, you already? Okay, that's fine. I had a cherry coke.
Oh, I was just smacking your thing.
Put whiskey in it.
Whiskey putty in it.
Okay, so basically, there's a lot of things that we need to consider here, right? And they're pretty obvious if you, like, once you hit the end and you take a look back, you can be like, oh, wow, that makes a lot more sense, I guess, right? I think one of the biggest things is that as you go through and learn about who made what and how things are being made, so i.e. Curtis made all these things out of human plant DNA. He took a coworker, used their DNA to splice it with human or plant DNA and made these crazy things. We get Lithup and all the other monsters. But Alan seems to be cut from a different person. And I think that person is Curtis himself.
Yeah.
We see a lot of the same like things happening from her dad and from Alan. And somehow Alan just happens to know things that Curtis is thinking or thought.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest clue for me. Same. Like, oh, he thought you were a fucking crybaby and that you're, you know, a piece of shit, kind of stuff like that.
He was
like,
abusive.
How would he know that?
Manipulative, abusive. Yeah. I hear you.
So that's my big thing. I think Alan is Curtis's DNA, and I think everything else is that other person. But I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's just all of this is like, I don't know. What do we think? What do you guys think?
First and foremost, can you TLDR the plot?
Yeah. It's actually pretty short.
It's Full Metal Alchemist.
kind of.
Including that part where they put a girl and a dog together.
Man's wife dies during birth. Man wants to bring wife back. Do man we know uses really DNA.
That that's why he's doing it, though? I mean, it could be assumed, I guess, but I don't know if that's ever explicitly stated.
No, I don't think that's explicitly said. However, if you watch the interview with the girl who made it, she,
I can go over that in a minute.
She says a lot of stuff that kind of resonates with a lot of the stuff we're going to probably talk about. But so man, you know, makes mutations, tries to make the perfect mutation to get wife back. It doesn't seem to really be working. I think dad goes crazy or something. Maybe he gets killed by Alan or someone.
Or is an asshole. Part of me thinks that he actually split himself up into some of these, and that's why he's not around anymore.
Yeah, I don't
As a way to try and give Daisy a mom back. I don't know if that was a selfless thing, because usually in these stories where there's like this dickhole asshole scientist of a father, there's like some intention that he sees as good or something like that.
He does say,
I don't know if that's the case.
Lithup does say that he, when he leaves, that he takes the mean one with him. So, like, and Alan coexist at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, he made Alan, so he had to have been with him at some point, right?
Well, yeah, but without her saying that, you could, like, theorize that maybe he killed himself creating Alan, like, turned himself into Alan or something, I don't know.
And that's why that story about the coworker who he was going to remove the vocal cords of, but was like, and he's like, I'm going to split you into several different experiments. Maybe that's what he's referring to, especially if he's still alive and sitting there, although something has been done to him, but he's not sure what. He's still there.
Yeah, that's very true. Actually.
And that's the thing that, like, that little piece of information is kind of what solidified it for me, that Alan and Curtis are essentially the same fucking thing.
Right. Yeah. And so going back after I watched it for the second time, so I watched it through, I made my notes, right? And then I watched a couple other people's. Yeah. No, so I
was a Dougie Tuggy. That's what he
was. I'm just saying, I watched it through the first time and I had my own like thoughts on it, right? And then I watched a couple other people's like explanations, and then I watched through it again just because we had a week and I needed a refresher. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, I don't personally see a spot where there's ever a direct, this is how the dad died or didn't die or where the dad is, like, you know. Yeah.
No, there is that creator interview, and she says that it's acceptable to her that there are multiple explanations of where he went.
Yeah. So I mean,
I she's like, I didn't write it, so whatever you guys think is fine.
Do you guys want to hear about that since we're talking about it?
Yeah, real quick. I took it as the whole my dad's tapes as him just straight up just abandoning them.
Oh,
not him dying. I took that as him just dipping. Like, I think the experiments and everything got way over his pay grade, and he's like, I can't deal with this. I'm out, and just left.
Yeah,
just
I think dipped. He just that's kind of how I felt as well.
Yeah,
I could absolutely see that. One of the things that might give people who are watching this a clue into what the meaning behind all of this might mean, there's a video that might benefit you, and it's an interview with somebody named Jules Dapper, who, as we come to find out, is the creator of the series, for Daisy Brown. And
she also plays Daisy.
She does. She plays as Daisy.
Herself.
She's Alan.
And she's Alan also has, Alan. I mean, for some of it, yes. And she basically goes on to why she created this, what creative outlets or inspirations drove her to it. And one of the biggest reasons she actually made this series is because a lot of the things we see in the series are a direct correlation to things that she experienced in the past with her childhood, and a lot of experienced trauma. And she had this story of Alan and having like a monster created by a dad who then leaves. That's been like that trope apparently was stuck in her brain for years. And she'd been slowly slow cooking this whole story. And she's been baking in essentially like her past traumas, because apparently she didn't have the best childhood growing up. And so she takes those experiences, even with the pre-creation process of this. She goes on to say how everybody who read this story and like the idea for the story looked at her and said, this is fucking stupid. And the people that are going to watch this on the internet are going to laugh at you and you're going to look like an idiot. And the person who said that was like her significant other at the time.
Someone that she was like, I thought I loved this guy.
I thought this was the person. And she refers to this person as an ex in this video. So clearly, good. I mean, thank God, Very yeah. fucking good.
And
oh
I don't
my
think
God.
This person understands what the internet was like at this time. Because this was, what, 2016, 2017?
2017, 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, this was like prime time for a bunch of freaky, weird shit
this
on
shit.
YouTube,
yeah.
Dingus.
Yeah. So, Dingus, good job getting out
Stop
of there.
Stop watching your Mr. Beasts and watch something good and informational.
No, yeah. I like Mr. Beast. He's good.
No, he's dumb.
He does good.
He does good things.
For what? For what? Clout?
But he does them. What have you done?
Yeah, what are you doing with your money?
I've got Dilutathon coming up here.
So you have done nothing as of right now. Got it.
Mr. Beast is actually a kind of a fucking genius. Not gonna lie. As far
he's
as like
marketing,
market,
100%.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
he
you.
He followed the algorithm, and that's what made him his money. If you watch the video on how it happened, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah
that's
like
the
so
way
cool.
he talks about it. He's like, it's easy. Like
he's like, this just makes sense in my brain.
It's he's easy. Like, why didn't you do it?
Because my brain
easy.
Doesn't work like that.
Just be a sociopath.
Yeah,
and don't care about a single other soul other than yourself.
Pretty much.
Except, the key
I think he actually
most entertainment like
yeah
making money means if yeah you just have to not give a shit about human life. So the interview with this creator Jules Dapper. So she talks about how she just received a fuckload of just non-support, anti-support, if you want to call it that. Constant reminders of failure, fear of failure in the future, reminders of failure in the past. All in all, just a horrendous time for Jules Dapper. She then reveals, as she's talking about this, she kind of is all over the place and she's very scatterbrained. But to me, that just says that she fucking loves this. Like she has so much to say that she can't like stick to one path. And
we do that shit all the time.
100%. I love seeing that because you recognize passion in somebody. And she was very passionate about this whole thing.
She does also say that she doesn't like revisiting it like at all. Because it reminds her of like bad things that she went through.
And that's the reason she made this video. That's one of the things she addresses is that people keep asking her. Yeah, they keep asking her and they want to talk about it with her, this, that, and the other. And she just does not want to fucking revisit this. And she goes, so
you think we should try and get her on the podcast?
No, I don't think we should.
We just talk about her job.
Yeah, let's talk about her life, like what she's doing.
I busted out laughing really hard when she was talking about how her dad did the voice of her of Curtis on the tape. And like he sounds like he's in pain because the family cat was like biting his arm or something. And she was like, it's called method acting, sweaty. She's really funny.
She's very fucking funny.
Yeah, she's very, very quirky. You can kind of tell by the whole like video that she really enjoyed making it. And probably could do a lot of other cool stuff. Yeah.
She is a true creative. She's got that
she
creative
very
brain.
Creative. Very smart.
Yeah. She can spin something from nothing, and it sounds like she's passionate about doing that. So
it's a shame when you get like a one and done out of a creative mind like this. Because like
she has another
I
project
know,
she worked on.
Yeah, she's working on more.
Oh
well, the good thing. The good thing about that kind of thing though too is that you get something like this because they're passionate about this one like big
this
thing they're gonna do.
Thing.
Right. I just
and now
mean
we're
like,
not gonna get like some bullshit afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just mean like you've had. We could tell you're creative. Like I want to see more. That you can come up with. You know what I mean? It's like Picasso just painting one painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did ask her if
now would the
be
painting
two,
be worth more?
She was like, yeah, probably not.
Yeah. I don't think it needs a part two, really.
I'm not saying a part two, but like another, he has another project coming up. I would love to take a look into that.
Oh, yeah.
She even said, I think she said in this video, like, as of right now, like, I mean, maybe in the future, but as of right now, nobody has thought about a single iota of details about doing a part two. There's no plans for it.
Done.
Like she goes, like, this is done.
This is done. The book end.
Yeah.
But give me another thing. Because obviously you have good ideas. I want to see another thing.
Well, she's passionate. And if you're passionate about this and you have the drive to make something like this and it means something to you, it's going to be good.
Well, I just like that because you get like creators, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but like,
Alex, in a bad way.
Fine. You get idiots. Linda. You get creators like Alex Canassus or whatever, who just here comes Monument Mythos chapter 5. And it's like, all right. But
to be fair,
what if you made something else?
I'm excited to see more creations.
I am too, because it's a fun universe. But I'm just saying, like,
Vita
obviously
Karnas season 2.
Yeah. But I'm like, obviously, you're very smart and creative. Let me see what other ideas you have. Don't just extend this out. Don't make this The Office season 12.
Yeah, right.
Get this. Just give me something.
Give me more.
New. Give me something fresh.
That's a whole other discussion that you and I can have a very long conversation about.
True that.
Well, okay. So there's one other thing I want to mention.
And I have one last part before I want to say go ahead. Could do anything else. it was just a little tidbit that I thought was fucking hilarious. I might have actually mentioned this last week. It's been a week. I can't remember. But there's a video, and it's named Quiet Video, and it had a message for somebody named Ava. And Ava was one of the people in her life that was essentially supporting her, giving her hope, and just helping her be closer to the best version of herself that she can be, while everybody else around her was
that,
just shitting
that was
on
one
her.
Of the descriptions that I had mentioned when I started, yeah. That there's little Easter eggs in, yes. in them and like nods to stuff.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about this. Well, this was so fucking funny to me because she was like, I put this in here for Ava. And the funniest part was the only person who didn't see this was Ava.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't looking
Everybody
for
else
it.
Saw it but her.
Yeah, and they were like, they started asking about like who's this new character that we're talking about? Who's Ava? What does she do?
Ava's
like,
gonna be some freaky
in?
Ugly Muppet.
Is this season two? Like what is it? Like it was just all over. And she literally just goes, fuck. I fucked up. Because he didn't mean to do that. But that's honestly like the whole interview with Jules was a super refreshing experience, especially after watching everything that is Daisy Brown, because Daisy Brown has a very good story, but to me anyway, it can be a little hard to watch sometimes. Not because it's shitty, not because this, not because that. It deals with tough topics and it fucking
it does.
Highlights them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
this
especially
is a
I think the video where she is like ripping apart the tape and like having a meltdown is very difficult to
yeah.
watch.
Very,
yeah.
Very
I actually
so.
I skipped that one when I rewatched this
it's upsetting.
I just I it's yeah it's distressing like it's yeah. not fun to watch like it's real as fuck like she's yeah. a great actor apparently
well I think it's because like she said a lot of this stuff is like metaphor and stuff for real stuff she went through and I feel like you can actually like feel that coming out in that video especially and you can like hear her feel like saying some of the things that she's thought about herself and it's just really difficult to listen to
yeah it's very
yeah, yeah. It's hard it's a hard one
it is to be honest though I'm that's part of why I like enjoy this series so much is that so some of the there are some visual things that I can say that I have some issue with. However,
well,
I will
she talks about the puppet and like how the cracking like
yeah.
how Alan cracking became a plot point because like she did a bad job making the puppet because she didn't know what she was doing and it was like yeah, actually right. falling apart.
Yeah, that was one of the things that, like, it was so hard to get into that part of it. But you have to remember, this is one fucking person doing it.
And she was also, like, a young college student at the time.
Young college. Like, this is an experiment. That's what this is. It's a passion experiment, but it is an experiment. However, I would say that all of those little details about the creation of Alan, like, all the monsters, like, the stuff that she was learning on the spot, didn't really affect the story, like, at all.
No.
Once I saw Alan for the first time in the first video, like, yeah, I was like, okay, cool. That's what it looks like. Puppet.
She seemed pretty good at, like, basically
reality
calling an audible
suspending
when she needed
reality.
To.
She was very good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, and, like, I'm on record to say you can have the shittiest looking thing in your ARG or analog horror or unfiction or whatever, what have you. As long as the story is compelling, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
Honestly, I feel like that almost added to the, like, the fake realness of it almost, which was kind of interesting because.
And it helps because yeah. she's like, oh, because as far as we know, this is the only monster. She even says, oh, you guys don't know what monsters are? So, like, yeah, this, for all we know in this universe, monsters just look like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only one in existence that yeah. we know of at that point.
I think
it
it's
could
funny
just look
like if you stumbled
Muppet.
Upon this and you really didn't know what was going on, you might think that this was just like some totally mentally unstable woman who thinks her little puppet is real.
Right.
I really wish that this had come out in like 2009 or 10.
Oh, that'd be prime time.
Because
for this.
It would not have gotten it's filmed like it should have been.
You're not.
It
wrong.
Would not yeah. have got the recognition yeah. it deserved.
It would have.
But
10
I think
years
it,
later,
I think we would have gotten. I don't know. I think there would have been like a more of a like weird cult following for this.
Yeah.
Had it have happened that like a long time ago, I don't know why. I feel like it would have just hit
it just
differently.
Gives those vibes.
Well, like early media. Like has,
early,
just has cult
like,
followings for it.
YouTube beginnings, like, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Like,
puts
I don't
it out
know.
On, what is it, fucking Putlocker? Is that it?
Yes. Holy shit. Putlocker? What the fuck?
But there, the so past. there's one thing I wanted to bring up. There's a great not, like, that she very clearly loves the media of what she's doing. I don't know about that.
There's so little.
She loves what she does, and she loves the people that also do what she does. She follows all of the good Unfiction, ARG, like all those creators, right? There's a bunch of nods to Alan Tutorial throughout the whole fucking thing.
My dad's tapes,
Everyman Hybrid, fucking this house has people in it. Like literally Link's Disease is the biggest one. Like it's a very clearly
with the fucking queen that lives on the moon. I think I don't know if that's an
I think this came out before that, but
ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah, Mighty Mythos, I think, is
2019 through now, I think. Mm-hmm. That's actually
Yeah, so Okay. Either way, if you like look at her Twitter, she follows all of those people, all of the creators. She even says, like, you know, it's like it's more of an homage, like a nod, just like a thank you to bring these things in. She wasn't trying to, like, okay, so I watched Nightmind's video, and he spends like 10 minutes talking about game jacking, but then goes on to proceed to be like, this isn't that. And I'm like, bro,
you just wasted so much time. Are you saying it's annoying when content creators spend the first 10 minutes of their
No,
keep going, Matt. Talking about nothing and not getting to the point?
Yeah, you know what? I'll just stop talking about that. No, but I thought
delete that bit.
I will say, he made it seem like he was about to shit all over fucking Daisy Brown, and then he doesn't. And that's fine, because I mean, Daisy Brown isn't my favorite topic, but it's definitely a good one, and I'm glad we covered it. But
oh my god,
I didn't like it at first. It grew on me. All right, I'm gonna take us away.
Happy day. Oh, anyway, hey, when you're listening to this, the Ludithon will be this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. We
the Bluebeathon.
We always forget this. Yeah, that's this weekend. Well,
that's this weekend.
When they hear this,
get the fuck out of here.
If you want to have a stream of
it's
consciousness,
it's not next weekend. It's this weekend.
When people are hearing this, it'll be
No, according to podcast Jason, Doug, Mike, and Matt,
it is
this weekend. Yes. According to
when you hear this, not on the live recording,
guys. Matt, this we can't talk about.
So I want to go ahead and say,
we can't talk about this.
Time doesn't work like
that. The time dilation is not a thing.
I
want to
go ahead and say, go follow us on all of our socials and everything.
You can
find us on all socials at either Don't Look Into the Internet or Deludy Pod. You can go to our website, deludy.com. You can become a member there, get some sick ass merch and some discounts on merch and some.
Oh, I just sent a new merch idea in one of our chats, by the way.
And some some member exclusive stuff like a mug. And you can also go to our Patreon, patreon.com/deludypod, become a member there. Both the website and the Patreon gets you access to bonus content. Woo! You could also go to buymeacoffee.com/deludypod. Keep in mind, everything is donations.
Yes!
And we don't have to cover it again. It's already been covered.
I was going to. I'm just excited.
I know. You could go to our Google phone number, 630-909-9366. And you can leave us a voicemail. If you do, we'll play it on the show. If it's a text that you send us, we'll respond to it. You can also send us inquiries at deludypod@gmail.com.
I would, guys, if you text, call, whatever, that goes to my phone, so there's a chance that you are disturbing me in surgery.
Oh,
so
yeah,
please,
man,
do that as much as possible.
You could be the reason Jason leaves his watch in someone's stomach.
Or why he got shit on that day.
Yeah. I also want shout out to a couple things here. I want to say, shout out to Ghoulish Mortals over in St.
Hell
Charles.
Yeah.
Go on over there and tell them Ludy sent you. It'll put a smile on their face. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to our boy Mike Lowy at Undefined Graphics.
Lowy.
Link in the description if you want any graphic work or photography work. He's the best in the business.
He do image.
Unplaid Potency, you know, that's out there doing its thing, kind of, sort of. And then you have... I also want to give another shout out real quick. I will
Liquid Death. New sponsor. Right?
I'm going to be on another podcast. I did with... if you find the YouTube channel, my best friend Riley, I make a visit over there. That will be out either the week this comes out or the following one.
Did you already do that?
Yes, I already did.
Nice.
That's why this was set up all weird and stupid. I recognize a one person mic recording.
So we shoot the shit and we attempt to stay on track with it. It's pretty great. And
that sounds very similar to what we do.
Yeah.
And I need to go check this podcast out.
Yeah. So go take a peek over there within the next couple weeks. You'll probably see my ass being stupid as per usual. And that's about all I I got? What do you got, Jason? I want to say if you got teeth, fucking send them to me. PO boxes in the description.
You're forgetting one. Boom. You're forgetting to say something.
You are.
What am I saying? What am I forgetting to say?
You're the
happy birthday, Doug.
No, no, I'm forgetting. I'm not that vain. Goddamn.
What am I forgetting to say?
You said you're gonna take over something and you're not doing it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take over something.
You're gonna start
Where
saying
is
something.
Where's your penis?
Oh, slap your peens against your bean hole and shove a tooth in there while you're at it.
Why is that? Why are we taking switching this up?
I'm not sure.
Am I
gonna
it's
talk? Do I have to talk
the
about
bean
teeth?
Lord?
Oh, you are the
I'm bean. You're
shitting shitting bean lord or
yeah.
something.
Shit, oh yeah, bean eating shit lord.
Jason, what do you gotta say for people?
As always, stay fucking paranoid. If a blue potato grows eyes, teeth, and vocal cords, shut that shit down just right fucking now, immediately. Just don't deal with it. Otherwise, you'll have to deal with it in like 8 weeks, and nobody wants that. Other than that, I don't know. Do whatever you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody. That's all I got.
If your name's Alan, fuck you. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're not. Don't fucking lie.
Moody's Moody, point.
Do you think Alan felt like a man when he pushed her around? Do you think he felt better now as she fell?
Keep
the
good questions to the bonus, bro.
Bye, everybody. Have a beautiful
night.
We
love you. Maybe.
But fuck you.
Hey guys, I'm just calling to let you know about my experience with time and how I don't believe it exists. I had a dream 6 months before anything happened. I had a dream that I was in this cabin and I was looking for a hairbrush and it ended up being in a trash can. 6 months later, I was teaching, or not teaching, I was being a counselor at a summer camp. This girl was freaking out because she did not know where her hairbrush is. I look in the trash can, same hairbrush, same place, same situation, right? This has happened before. One time, I lost my keys. Obviously, everyone does that. And so I was dreaming, okay, wait, that was weird. So like a week before, I had a dream where I was looking for my keys. That was the whole plot of the dream. And I ended up finding them underneath my bed because my cat had been playing with them in the dream. In real life, a week later, I was looking for my keys, could not find them for the life of me. Looked under my bed, right there. Time cannot exist. I feel like those stuff happened before, and then I dreamed. Time just, it's fucking weird, bro.
Don't look under the internet.